Blog Talk Radio.
October 13th, 2014, and this is Voxology Today, and I got my day right today. The other day when I hosted a show, I said that it was the 9th, Thursday the 9th. It was actually the 10th, but you know how that goes. Some days you just get it off a little bit, and I did, but I am back on the right day today. So happy Monday, everybody, and welcome to the show today. I hope you had a wonderful weekend, and I hope you're ready for a wonderful week ahead, too. Yeah, sounds like a plan to me. Well, talk about getting ready. That's what I thought I'd help us do starting today. Get ready for 2014. Why wait until December 31st to start getting things in order? I say let's start prepping right now to be the best we can be by setting our minds toward getting healthier and happy for the new year right now. You know, the statistics show that most of us, when we start making those resolutions on December 31st, that even within the month, we're kind of already falling off the wagon with most everything we determined we would do. So I figure if we give ourselves some weeks to roll on into 2015, that we'll be ready to do everything that we had said we were going to do and start it off with a real bang, with some real fireworks, ready to take things to another level. Doesn't that sound great? I think so, but you know I always think what I say is pretty cool. So anyway, today I have a friend who's going to help me talk about something really important to us, not just at the end of the year, but any day of the week and any time of the day. And that is our relationships, particularly the ones that are up close and personal, important, the vital ones, the ones that are there that give us the most joy, the most satisfaction, the ones that we interact most on a daily basis. We're going to talk about how we make those relationships even better, things that we can do to enhance them in ways that make them more gratifying to us and more long-lasting. So I have Sandy Athey here to help me. She's an author, and she is the author of The Daily Dance, and she talks a lot about these things in her book, and she's going to help me through a six-part series called The Power in You. We'll do part one today. We'll talk about relationships, the up-close and personal ones. Next week, we'll talk about those that are within our world, family, coworkers, and other people that play a role in things that we do. And then next month we'll go into talking about career goals and dreams, and we're going to look at some of the theories of the most successful people and what they say really takes us to the places we want to go as far as our success levels. And then we'll wrap it up at the end of the year talking about health. We know what a great role that plays in how we feel and how we look. So we'll tie it up in a real nice package then and send us all on our way into 2015. So I want to say welcome, Sandy. How are you today?
I'm fine, thanks, today. Thanks for having me, Silver Ray. It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, yeah, I know. We have some great conversations, and I'm looking forward to chatting about this. And, you know, we had talked about putting this series together a couple of months ago, and I'm glad that it has come together. And looking forward to sharing. I know you do a major amount of coaching with people, and I use this platform and my writing platforms to do that as well. And so I'm excited about the tidbits that we're able to impart to people about the things that I just mentioned. So we're going to start out talking about relationships, particularly the vital ones, the ones, people who are close to us, our partners, our husbands and wives, and people who are the children, people who are really important in to us in life, maybe friends who are close. So whatever it is, if it's your life partner, if it's your wife, if it's your husband, if it's your significant person, whoever that is in your life, we want to talk about that today, because that's where a lot of the satisfaction we have in our life builds its foundation. So when you hear that, Sandy, what are some of the more important things that come to your mind about relationships with the people who are in your everyday world?
Wow, it's such an important thing, isn't it? We really look to these people for support and for love and for acceptance and for encouragement. And that's really why we're here and why we enjoy things so much. We always talk about the family being so important and the people around us being so important. And the one thing that really what I wanted to talk about a little bit about today that really came up for me when I sat down to really think about this and what I wanted to talk, you know, about our conversation and our series, respect. You know, that was the word that kept coming up over and over and over. And to talk about respect for yourself, because we often, you know that old expression, Silver Ray, when you're pointing a finger, you have three more pointing back at you. And the people mm-hmm. that are the closest to us, we will often say, you always or you never and those kind of things, and we will look at other people. And that is really a reflection of what's happening inside of us. And, you know, turn that back and turn that respect back to yourself and really sit down, take a breath, and look at, well, it goes back to the airplane, Silver Ray. You know, when you're there in the airplane, you have your child next to you, you have to take the oxygen first and then help others. And especially the people around you, you have to sit down, take a deep breath, and respect what your needs are. Respect what you value and what you really embrace in your life. And when you find that wholeness and that respect for your own sacred space, then it's really easy to turn that back out, especially towards the people that are the closest to us. And take that oxygen first.
Yes, I definitely agree that we have to take a close look at our own ideals and ideas about relationships. I wrote that down first, how I treat myself and how I feel about myself as far as value in a relationship.
We are on the same page, yes.
Mm-hmm. It's a key element in the type of energy that you're going to bring to relationship and the synergy that you will create and the feedback, if you will, that you'll get from somebody else who is interacting with you as well. So that certainly that element of self-respect and then respecting others and then, you know, the valuing people. I think we, you know, we're a society, of course, where we like to value certain people and not others. And, you know, we can often make some very bad mistakes when we do that, because I know that not everybody who is of prestige or prominence always looks like it when you see them from day to day, and you might be interacting with them and treating them in a poor quality way, and not even realize, you know, that's the situation, that it was somebody that was quite important. I know several stories. I won't go into that right now, but it's just important to treat people with value because it's who you are, not because of who they are.
Oh my gosh, that's so true. Yeah, when you treat yourself with that respect, and I think we get confused about that sometimes. We think that helping others, we have to somehow deplete ourselves, or mm-hmm. when we're giving to others, it's a sacrifice of some sort. But you know, mm-hmm. we really don't need to view it that way, because there's an abundance for everyone. There's an abundance of love. There's an abundance of respect. There's an abundance out there for everyone. But when you fill yourself up first, you will attract that energy from the people around you. If you're acting in a way of respecting yourself, of being kind to yourself, of getting your own needs met in a way that's constructive and kind to yourself, then you will be that way with others, and they will be that way towards you, because mm-hmm. they will mimic you. They will mirror you. And I also see with a lot of the people that I work with that they do feel that when they want to get their needs met, that that's somehow a bad thing or a negative thing. And it's like, no, it's you know, the oxygen first, just like on the plane. You take the oxygen first and then you help others. And when you give from that place of fulfillment and wholeness, then that's what you're giving. But when you give from a place of sacrifice and depletion, that's what the other person's going to receive too. So, you know, keep that arrow on you and get your needs met in a way that is healthy for you. If you need time, go for a walk, go for a walk. If you need to take your bath and be in the bathroom for 2 hours, go ahead and do it. And then come out and be feeling good and be complete, and then take a breath and bring your best with you. Respect yourself and respect the people around you so that you do bring your best. And we don't do that all the time. I mean, this is the best ideal, and we are only human, so we do the best that we can any moment. And I think forgiveness is a big part, a huge part of relationships as well. And understanding that we are all here doing the best that we can. And if there's something that you feel wasn't the way you needed it to be, then forgive yourself or forgive the person that's closest to you that you maybe had a little stumbling block with. And I think forgiveness is, Mother Teresa always talked about it, that it was a healing that you give yourself. And it really truly is. When you hold that, whatever it is, that resentment or the anger or you should have, or, you know, those type of things, and you hold them inside of you and continually project them out, you're really only hurting yourself.
That's true.
Yeah, you
I
really.
I want to break in here a little bit right now, Sandy, and have us kind of break some of this down into some bite-sized pieces. You said something. It's amazing that, well, not really, but I wrote down, we're always seeking for somebody to be fulfilling to us other than being fulfilling to somebody else. And with that, what that means is, you know, we want our needs met, as you said, but what if we take an approach where we are trying to be fulfilling to someone else? That often creates a very exciting and very great dynamic in itself when we are putting out a better message, a better method within those relationships. And again, I want to talk about the close ones. I choose, you know, I say partner. Boyfriend and girlfriend just sounds so elementary to me, so I like the word, you know, friendship or partner or whatever.
Or significant other.
Yeah, rather than boyfriend and girlfriend. Do people even say that anymore? I don't know. Wives and husbands and again, those people that are close to us. And here's what I think of when we're talking about being fulfilling to someone else. You already talked about being forgiven, forgiving. And that's something that is probably required if you talk to people who've been together for a long time. One of the number one things they say, you have to be forgiving. And that means just kind of everything isn't something for a battle. Everything's not something for a fight. Everything's not something for, you know, we got to spend hours talking about it. Sometimes you just got to think to yourself, that's no big deal or that's not important, and let's just forgive and forget that. Sometimes you never even open your mouth to that. But one key thing I have at the top of my list is be nice. And that may sound just as, that may sound so, I don't know what, but when I think of being nice, I had a pastor who used to always say, it's just nice to be nice. And he said it, I bet, every Sunday. And he really meant it, that if we just concentrated on being nicer to people, and if you think about, even I'll ask anybody listening, think about the last 10 encounters. How did they go with people? Were they good? Were they bad? Were they indifferent? Were you nice? And then think about if you had been nicer, or you had brought a different type of attitude of being more congenial in that conversation or in that interaction, how would it have turned out? So I want to make sure we put that one out there, to be nice. Communicate.
Well, you know, the simplest thing to do is to smile. Do you know that we are hardwired in our brains to receive a smile and to give it back? And sometimes, even if you don't feel it, just smile. That's all you have to do. And the person looking at you will receive that, and their brain sensors will automatically go to a happy place. This is proven over and over and over. And, of course, laughter is a great thing. But just that kindness, just that smile. If you're in line at the bank and someone's behind, just smile. That's all you have to do to be nice and to be kind, and come home and give your spouse a big smile. And it changes everything. It makes everything okay.
It really does. Yeah, and the people that are closest to you deserve it. It may take some work, because I know on any given day things can happen and you don't feel like smiling. But smiling, like everything else I like to talk about often on these shows, it just takes practice. And, you know, when you practice smiling enough, and I remember years ago, I don't just say this stuff I talk about. I remember when I had to practice smiling all the time. It's been decades ago, but
really,
kind of. Oh yeah, you have. And you know what? At some point, you're just automatically just happy and smiling. It really does work. So
well, it changes us, and then it changes others' receptors to us as well. And it automatically changes everything. And if you don't feel like being nice, just smile. You don't have to say anything. Just smile, and that will automatically make everything okay.
Yeah, well, in most cases. Be fair is what I have.
That's true.
Yeah.
Be fair.
Be fair with people. Mm-hmm. And what I mean by being fair is a lot of times we're overthinking our situations with the people who are close to us. We want to project our thinking into what we think they're thinking, what they said or whatever. And being fair means being a good listener and allowing people to share what they really think or feel. Because what happens once you say, well, you're really thinking this and you said this, you know, did they shut down on you? There's a wedge all of a sudden.
Yeah.
And so
and the not taking it personally too. That goes in that category too. And to sit back and be a little bit more objective in the interaction and look
right
at it from their point of view.
That's right. And then I have be patient with the people close to you. And I say that because daily interactions with people require adjustments. No two things are alike.
Systems
of every day are the same thing. We are so in an evolving system right now where things just change so fast, even in our homes and our relationships with people. And when your husband says or your wife says, I'm not going to be home when I thought, and throw something else, there's some leftovers, eat that, and you know, you had been promised a big, you know, steak or whatever when she got home or whatever the case may be, but now that's not going to happen. You know, no, it's not a time to get filled with frustration and anger. We have to make adjustments, and that's just a small thing. But when I say be patient, just remember that life is full of very small adjustments that if we make ourselves aware of making them as we interact with those we love, we can find ourselves in a much better situation. It's showing that we care when we can take on the ability and the skill of making adjustments when things are changing. Okay, now I can't go get the kids. Could you go get them? Or I needed to do this. Could you go get it for me? Because I'm not going to be able to get to that side of town. Just making constant adjustments, being patient, and knowing that that's how life shakes out. It's not,
sure.
You know, it's not as crazy as it seems. It's just that we need to be in a better mindset now for rolling with the way things roll out.
And do it with a happy heart. You know, do it with a happy heart. I tell people that a lot. It's all right if you've already made the choice to make the adjustment. Do it with a happy heart. When you do it begrudgingly, again, that's what you'll get back, and then you'll keep that inside of you. But do it with a happy heart. Oh, okay, this is fine. I can go pick the kids up, or I can make dinner, or I can walk the dog, or whatever it is, and make sure that you do feel good about that, truly, that you truly do that with a happy heart, because that will bring harmony within the relationship.
Absolutely. The next thing I have is be understanding. And here's where I go with this, and you can go ahead and comment first. When we're dealing with the people close to us, many people think that what we were saying early, it's about fulfilling me. It's what I need. It's what you need to do to meet my expectations and all of that. Being understanding really means it's not all about you. There's another person or people that you have to realize that they're thinking, maybe they're not saying it, maybe they're not even consciously thinking it, but they're in the exact same zone as you.
Also, Silver Way, the relationship itself becomes a third party. You have two people that come together. It's like milk and chocolate, and then you make chocolate milk. Well, the chocolate milk itself is an entity. So the relationship itself is a separate entity. And when you think about what's best for the relationship, it brings a lot of that understanding. And you think of it almost as another party. It's like, well, our relationship is strong enough to sustain that, or the relationship, we've always had understanding, and trust that. Trust what you've built. Trust that foundation, and know that relationship is something that's strong enough to withstand any one of your individual things that happen.
I think a good question to ask yourself is, what can I do to help myself and not request it of this person as far as my needs too? Because sometimes those psychological or emotional needs are really beyond their ability to bring us any kind of fulfillment. And, you know, sometimes we need it from another close friend or somebody else that is in our up close and personal world, and not the boyfriend, girlfriend, partner, husband, wife. So be sure that we're asking for what someone is truly able to give us, and understand that they really may not be able to do that. And then to ask too, what could I do if that were me and they were asking it of me? What would I be able to do? Because then maybe you can communicate well what it is how you would like for them to respond. Another thing is being supportive. And I want to just share a short story that just blessed my heart so much recently after communicating with a friend that I had been out of touch with for some time. And I got her in the loop about things that I'm doing. And she said something that I've always said that we should do if we can and if we really mean it. And that is, what can I do to support you?
Mm-hmm.
And those exact words were so clearly communicated that I want to help you, I want to support you. What can I do to do that? And if we can, again, with the people close to us, communicate that message with confidence and with ability to actually provide whatever they're needing. Again, we're closing a gap in our own needs when we do that, and we're also building a great level of trust and faith in each other when we do that.
And that brings me to one of my favorite things in relationships, and especially with people closest to you, is appreciation. That is one of my favorite things, taking a moment to appreciate the little things that are done, or exactly what you said. Sometimes someone will just say, well, what can I do for you? And just appreciating that that was said. And sometimes that's all you need, is to know that they are there and that they have the intention of helping or of whatever it is that you need. And that appreciation is something that is so important. And I know my significant other slash boyfriend slash whatever you want to call him, I will often call just out of the blue, leave a message on his voicemail telling him how much I appreciate. Maybe it's just him, or maybe I appreciated something that he did. And that is a nice little that's a nice little heartbeat, I think, to be appreciated. I think everyone wants to be appreciated.
Absolutely. And that brings us to our last point, and we have about 2 minutes that we can talk about that, but it leads very well into it, and that's be loving. And I like what you just said about being intentional about it.
Mm-hmm.
Being loving, oftentimes we think it's just a matter of how we give people stuff, or, you know, that outward expression of gifting so much. We think that that's love. Somebody gives you a big diamond ring, or, well, of course, that is, you know, that's a real good kind of love.
Oh, that's love in my book.
But, right. But it's not, you know, it's not the all of it. I know, you know, I'm a kind of a person that I would probably prefer lots of hugs and kisses to something
mm-hmm.
shiny. You know, that's just my makeup. I would, you know, like affection is a, you know, I think that items and gifts are a beautiful component to showing love. But when I talk about being loving, I'm talking about literally being affectionate with people, giving them hugs, touches, eye contact that says that you love them, and then
sure.
the actions that follow that support saying that you love.
Well, being soft and gentle and easy with things. And, you know, back to intention. If someone walked in and brought me a beautiful rock that they found at the river, and they had the intention of this being the most special gift for me, I adore those type of things, because it's the intention. It's that loving thought, or you thought about me when you saw that beautiful rock. Isn't that nice? It doesn't have to
mm-hmm.
be expensive or anything like that. It can just be that intention. The intention
yes,
of giving the love.
Right.
And the same thing with the touch, yeah, with the affection. It's all in the intention.
Yeah. Well, we said a lot in just a few minutes, and we're going to have to wrap up. And BTR is telling me that. So I want to thank you, Sandy, for joining in and chiming in with your great thoughts and ideas on this. And, you know, my intent is always just to make it a, you know, quick and fast and get some good points out there, some for some and some for others. And I think we did that. So thank you. I have your website information. If you want to mention it real quick. If you want to mention it real quick, that would be great, the website.
Oh, thank you so much, Silver Ray. I am at sandyathey.net, and it's sandyathey.net. And, of course, you can visit me on Facebook and Twitter and all the social media as well.
Thank you so much. I appreciate, again, you being my special guest. Look forward to talking to you next week. And, listeners, I want to tell you, there's power in you. To not just be better in relationships, but be your best in them. I want to tell you how much I appreciate you listening. Have a great day, and make the world a little brighter. with your smile, as Sandy said. Real good relationships often start there. I look forward to talking to you next time. Thanks again.